Each of these is passed along by communication and imitation from one generation to the next. An apostolic culture is simply the ways, beliefs, behaviors, and values of a sent people. I have seen a definite change in the culture of our church since we embraced the apostolic ministry. I am not implying that our previous way of doing things was wrong, but that our way of thinking and doing has changed for the better. The culture of the people of God also changed dramatically from the Old Covenant to the New Covenant church. The apostles brought a change to the way the people of God lived. What they believed changed their culture. What you believe changes your culture. Different cultures have different belief systems. Your beliefs dramatically affect the way you live and do things. The Protestant Reformation brought a dramatic change to the culture of the people who embraced it. It changed their way of living and worship. When you embrace new truth and revelation, your culture will change. Many today are embracing the truth of the apostolic ministry. Churches that embrace this truth will see a change in their culture. The nation of Israel had a distinct culture. They lived differently from the nations and were punished when they tried to adapt the pagan cultures around them. They were called to be a special people with a special culture. The arrival of the New Covenant saw many Gentiles coming into the church. The challenge to the early apostles was how to bring in the nations without requiring them to be circumcised and keep the law of Moses. This was settled at the Council of Jerusalem in Acts 15. The Gentiles were not required to become Jews. The culture was changing. The nation of Israel had unfortunately adopted many traditions that were not a part of God's law that had affected their culture. They had a culture of tradition that had replaced much of God's word. Their culture no longer represented what God intended. The apostles came to bring a new culture. The new culture will be one of love and service through the Holy Spirit. Apostles are pioneers. They challenge culture that does not represent the kingdom of God. They preach and teach the culture of the kingdom of God. The kingdom includes love, humility, power, authority, and service. The kingdom is spiritual and can only be accessed and lived in by the power of the Holy Spirit. Apostles are ministers of the Spirit and minister in the power of the Spirit. The greatest change in culture came in the change from the law to the new covenant through the ministry of the apostles. The culture of the kingdom. John the Baptist announced the arrival of the kingdom to Israel. His message was a challenge to Israel to repent. Jesus preached the same message and sent the 12 to do the same. The 12 were only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Israel was about to experience the arrival of the kingdom. The kingdom is simply the rule or domain of God. Israel was commanded through the prophets to submit to this rule throughout its history. Israel refused to submit to this rule and even asked for an earthly king during the days of Samuel. This was tantamount to a rejection of the rule of the king. The time had now come for God to exercise his covenant rule over Israel. Those who would repent would come under the rule through salvation and the Spirit. Those who rebelled against this rule would be judged. Jesus would baptize with the Holy Ghost, salvation, and fire, judgment. The result of Israel coming under the rule of God would be salvation to the nations. Isaiah 60. The Apostle Peter reiterated this theme on the day of Pentecost. He quoted from the prophecy of Joel, which speaks of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and of blood, fire, and vapor of smoke, judgment.